The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about fibromyalgia. I might have touched base a little bit on it here or there a couple years ago, but we're going to talk about fibromyalgia. It's a super hot topic and what it is, some of the symptoms. We're going to talk about causes of fibromyalgia, right? We're going to talk about different natural approaches that might be able to help in that, right? So fibromyalgia is what we're talking about today. Now, if you know nothing about Maximize Your Life, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and what we do, I'll tell you it is our office. If you've ever think about when you walk into offices and it's like quiet and, it's stuffy, and that's like the opposite of ours. There's this flow and energy. One of the best compliments in business that I have ever been given is when I was talking with a patient who had been there for maybe just a couple visits and was ready to get started, to go through corrective chiropractic care, nutrition. She's just excited for life, excited for the hope that she had restored, that her health might be able to be restored. And she walked in and she said, "You know how I knew that this was a place that I needed to be in?" And I said, "How?" And she said, "The moment I walked into your doors, I knew this was a place of healing." And that, in the decade that I have been open here in the Indianapolis area, has been the biggest compliment I've ever been given. Is because when you think about what we do, we oftentimes think about chiropractic as, you know, lightning bolts shooting out of their back, you know, and it's like, okay, does your back hurt? Great. Come in. Let's adjust you a couple times. Oh, your pain's gone. That's perfect. Come back when your back hurts again. And I realized at that point where that's great for some people and that helps a lot of people, but I wanted a different approach to healthcare. I didn't want to be a glorified Advil, right? When it's like, you know what works better and faster than this? You know, here's a Tylenol. When in reality, that's not the cause. A lack of Tylenol is not the cause of your back pain. So if lack of Tylenol, if lack of over-the-counter pain reliever isn't the cause of your pain, then why is it the solution to your pain? And that's the big thing that I really see, is that when it truly comes down to it, it's no more or less is that people don't know another option. They'd like another option. They'd love to be able to get to the cause, but they don't know who is there to help, right? So you know why your hips hurt is because they're not level. It's not because your leg is shorter. It's because you have pelvic rotation and leveling. And so yes, your pelvis is higher, which makes your leg appear shorter. But in reality, anatomically, they're the same exact length. You know, your neck hurts and you think, well, this is just where I carry my stress, right? It's just been a stressful time, so my neck hurts more. And you're like, why are people going through the same stressful situation and they're not having that same amount of pain? You know, because there's something else underlying that's going on. People say, oh, well, I only have migraines during my cycle. I only have acid reflux when I eat spicy foods. I only have back pain when I'm driving in my car. My hands only go numb when I'm sleeping. Not a big deal, right? That's just how it is. That's what caused it. The sleep, the spicy foods. So how come you take another individual who can sleep on the same 6-year-old mattress, have the same pillows that are worn down and don't have the numbness and tingling? Why can you have a different individual that can eat spicy food and it doesn't elicit acid reflux? Why is it that you can have the same person who goes through the same hormonal shifts throughout their menstrual cycle, and yet they somehow don't have the same migraines, right? Because again, guys, there's something else underlying that's going on. And so when you look more specifically at what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is it's figuring out what is the underlying causation. Let's get down to the root cause, because there's a certain point in life where you realize that you can do what you want to do in terms of masking, right? You can, here's a pill for this, a pill for that, a pill for this, a pill for that, a pill for this, a pill for that, right? We'll get the new mattress. We'll get the new pillows. Okay. We get all of these things. We can shift blame. We can cause stress, right? All of this stuff, but let's talk about getting to the root cause of your problem. Our ultimate goal is at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is let's get down to the root cause of the problem and see and make sure that this isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. We may have the ability, we may not, right? And that's one where you may say you don't have that ability. And you're right. You're 100% right. Maybe we don't, but how do you know unless you see? Right? When I talk to all of these people who come on as testimonies in the office and they say, hey, I've seen this change, I've seen that change, great, miraculous changes. I said, if you were to say one thing to the people listening right now, what would you tell them? And they say, just come in and see every single testimony if you listen to. If I was to ask you, hey, what would be one suggestion you would make to someone who's listening right now? Every single person has been, just come in and see. Because you know what we might tell you? No, absolutely. We're not able to help you. I can't tell you that it's people come in and every single person. But guess what? We do know the avenues that maybe that we need to co-care. Maybe we do need to refer you out to a urologist. Maybe we do have to refer you back to your neurosurgeon because you have broken screws from your lumbar surgical fusion. Just had that last week, right? Maybe that's why your back hurts. Because you have broken screws in your back, right? Thank goodness we take x-rays in the office. Thank goodness we're educated enough to be able to look and read those x-rays. You know, we saw something kind of odd on there, so we actually referred him out to another doctor, and that other doctor confirmed what we had thought were broken screws. And you want to know even crazier? Took that patient, referred him back to their orthopedic surgeon. And when I saw them in the office last week, I said, hey, what'd your orthopedic surgeon say? And they said, well, they're not really too concerned because the scan that we had 2.5 years ago showed they were broken then. And I said, did they let you know they were broken? And she said, no, this was her husband. Can you imagine that? They knew for 2.5 years that man's screws are broken and they did nothing about it. And if it wasn't a big deal, then why wouldn't you tell him? You just look at these things, right? So again, that's a little sidetracked. I was just super frustrated in that regard. Like, if it's not a big deal, then why don't you say something? There has to be a point where we start to shift our mindset to figure out how do we be proactive in health? How do we get to causation more? Where do we start making that shift? Or are we going to walk down that same path and say, you know what? My path is set and there's nothing I can do. And we throw our hands up when in reality, it's not true. It's not true. Which is what brings me to some health in the news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News, we are talking about, at CNN Health, age-proof your brain by keeping your heart healthy, study says. age-proof your brain by keeping your heart healthy. Interesting, right? Because it literally says, hey, be proactive with your heart to keep your brain healthy. Proactive, right? So they talk about if you want to keep your brain sharp and focused as your age, it's important to keep your heart healthy. People with more risk factors for heart disease, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, experienced more cognitive decline than people with healthier hearts, according to a study published Monday in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. They said there are many specific cardiovascular risk factors, and each can individually or in combination push the fast forward button towards the different aspects of cognitive decline. This study focused on individual areas of cognition, such as memory and processing speed, and helps to clarify complex interrelationships between heart and brain health. The study followed 1,500 dementia-free people with an average age of 79.5 years for 21 years. Right? So average about 80 years old, they followed them for 21 years and found that those at highest risk for poor heart health had faster declines in memory and the ability to compare letters, numbers, objects, pictures, and patterns. Some of those people also underwent brain scans, which found shrinkage of the brain's memory center, the hippocampus, and an increase in white spots in the brain associated with declines in functionality. High blood pressure and diabetes can accelerate shrinkage of the brain. High cholesterol can increase the bad protein that builds up in the brain of people with Alzheimer's disease. Decreased blood flow can cause white spots on the brain scans that can lead to slowed processing speeds. Right? So how to lessen your chance of dementia. Right? So think about this. Say you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you say, hey, do you want to remember who you are? You want to be able to have your autonomy, live on your own, enjoy your kids and grandkids and retirement, and you don't have to hire someone for 24/7 care. And you have that. How important is that to you? Because if you said, yes, that's important, then these things need to be important too. Those are my words, not the words of CNN. So what do they say? Exercise. Exercise. Get up, move. If you've not exercised in several years, like, I'm not telling you to go do like a massive CrossFit workout, right? Maybe you just start walking and getting your heart rate up. Maybe you start doing air squats. Look at our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? You're listening to Maximize Your Life. This is Dr. Leanne, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Look at our Facebook page. Scroll back. We've been doing live workouts. All with things that we have in the office. We have an advanced, intermediate, and a beginner, right? So there's all different. Say you have a hip replacement. Well, how do I work out? You start at the beginning. There's modifications, right? We'll go through all of those with you. Get your heart rate up. A recent study finds you don't have to be young and in great shape to reap the benefits of exercise. It only took 6 months of aerobic exercise 4 days a week to improve thinking and verbal skills in a group of older adults. Move, move, move. Avoid trans fats and other unhealthy fats, right? Do you think it's important what you put in your body in terms of nutrition? And the answer over and over and over again is yes. Trans fats have been linked to a 75% higher risk for Alzheimer's. 75% higher risk. That is not a little percentage. That is over a 50%, 75. So while many companies have cut back, it's still finding a lot of processed foods and snacks. Take care of your teeth. People with gum disease also have a higher risk for heart disease. Improve your sleep. Poor sleep has been linked to cardiovascular risk like hypertension, insulin resistant. It also can increase plaques that cause artery blockage. And stop smoking, right? Stop smoking. Avoid secondhand smoke. Obviously, they talk about how exposure to secondhand smoke increases a non-smoker's risk of developing heart disease and stroke by about 30%. Dementia rates are skyrocketing. According to the World Health Organization, they say 50 million people in the world have dementia, the vast suffering from Alzheimer's, with nearly 10 million new cases worldwide every single year. That's crazy. Studied authors say doctors need to have more tools such as cardiovascularists to help them monitor and prevent cognitive decline. It's not surprising, though, especially when you look at the rate of Alzheimer's and dementia in the United States. Nearly 6 million people suffer from Alzheimer's in the United States. And according to Alzheimer's Association 2020 report, they found that that's expected to grow to almost 14 million by the middle of the century. 14 million. Surprising or not? No, because they say, hey, if you have pre-existing blood pressure, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, you're more at risk for Alzheimer's. Guys, come on. This is one. Guess what's in your control? Exercise, what you put in your body, how you care for your teeth, how you sleep, if you smoke, if you're around someone who's smoking. It's a big deal. You want to be healthier? You really want to take your health in your own hands? Let's start together empowering each other as a community to be able to do that. So when we come back, we'll talk about fibromyalgia.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Glorious, glorious.
What you deserve. Feeling, living, glorious. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always go to our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule an appointment. Today we are talking about fibromyalgia. Often heard. Some people know more about it. So fibromyalgia is a condition characterized by chronic pain and fatigue. About 3.5% of the population suffers with it, with 80% of them typically being women. It is one of the fastest growing disabling conditions in the United States. The problem with it is that there really are not any specific lab tests or definitive markers for the diagnosis. So the diagnosis itself relies primarily on symptoms and tender points throughout the body. So fibromyalgia is classically diagnosed with a positive reaction to 11 to 18 specific tender point sites on the body. So 11 to 18 specific tender point sites on the body. Other classic findings include chronic fatigue, sleep challenges, normal blood test, and a history of widespread pain, particularly in the neck and the back. Right? So it's this like big vicious cycle. Muscle pain, right? Trigger points, widespread pain lead to insomnia, restlessness. So we classify that more as sleep disorder. And then throughout that causes us more tension, frustration, anxiety, depression, which therefore causes more muscle pain, right? So it's kind of this big, vicious pain cycle. So when you look at more specifically on what causes fibromyalgia. So fibro means fibrous tissue, right? Myalgia is a muscle, or myo is muscle, and alga is pain. Right? Fibromyalgia. You've got a lesson in Latin and Greek, which, by the way, was what I thought was going to be one of the most pointless classes I ever took in college, which, quite candidly, was really, really helpful. So if you ever have kids who can take Latin or Greek and they plan on going in the medical field, I highly, highly recommend it. Side note. So back to fibromyalgia. So the medical community hasn't come up with a true defining mechanism of action for fibromyalgia, right? So a lot of them describe it as central sensitization syndrome. The WebMD definition is overactive nervous system, which basically just it's caused by a biological abnormality in the nervous system, which acts to produce pain and impairment. Overactive nervous system. So when you look at the process of fibromyalgia, in the condition itself, in terms of muscle fascia, It basically just means that the individual has a heightened sense of pain and tenderness despite the fact that inflammatory agents are not consistently present. Right? So a lot of the time, C-reactive protein, we know you're inflamed. That doesn't always have to be present when you look at something like fibromyalgia. So there is a whole process of the brain and how it signals in terms of like neurons, So one of the major factors associated with fibromyalgia is dysregulation of the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. So this is a problem that occurs when someone has a heightened or ongoing fight or flight response. When you're stressed, your HPA axis naturally increases in activity. When this is prolonged, it actually can create issues in these areas and they fatigue and fail, right? So chronic pituitary and adrenal fatigue reduces stress hormones like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and human growth hormone. So that's one to always look at. Can you have your HPA axis tested? Answer, yes. Can the average medical doctor do it? And the answer is depends on who you go to, but we'll go through some very specific testing that you can ask any of your practitioners to see if they do, because this is going to one that's going to lead you more in the direction of finding specific answers to this. Because I'm not going to tell you that there's one smoking gun, right? Like you do exactly this and everything is going to get better. But there, this is to allow you to kind of pick your head up and realize and evaluate, are you in any of those processes? So if you are someone who's in a constant fight or flight, you could have a problem through that HPA axis, adrenals, pituitary. Another one that you can look at is your microbiome, right? So what are some causes of this? What causes the nervous system to be overactive? And there has been a tremendous amount of research linking the gut microbiome and neurological health, right? Remember, your gut is your second brain. So research actually indicates that low levels of healthy bacteria are actually linked to increased brain and nervous system excitability and neurological inflammation. On the flip side of things is that research shows that about 30 to 70%, this is a huge number, 30 to 70% of fibromyalgia patients suffer with intestinal bacteria overgrowth or digestive complaints. So SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, is a huge one. Researchers of Cedar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles found that 100%, 42 out of 42 of the fibromyalgia patients that they studied had small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. A study of 40 patients with fibromyalgia, 70% of them had intestinal permeability, also known as leaky gut, which is important because of those 28 people, the 70% who had intestinal permeability, 12% of them with leaky gut had no gut symptoms at all, which is often one of the reasons why it's overlooked as a potential underlying cause of fibromyalgia. So looking at your gut related health, even if you're a person who says, I don't have any gut issues, I'm pretty normal. You can have it and not even know. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, another one that we can look at in terms of fibromyalgia is low vitamin D levels. So a vitamin D deficiency, if you know me, Dr. Leanne Schluter, you know that I love proper levels of vitamin D. So vitamin D deficiency is a huge problem because we live in the Midwest. You live in the Midwest. If you have darker colored skin, it doesn't allow for as much absorbing of vitamin D. So even then, you look at the African-American population, that's oftentimes one that has to supplement with vitamin D, even if they are out in the sun more frequently. So researchers show that there's a correlation between vitamin D levels and the level of pain and symptoms of fibromyalgia, to where individuals with lower vitamin D have a lower pain threshold than fibro patients with a higher vitamin D level. There was one study that was done that found that 61% of fibromyalgic patients had vitamin D levels under 30 nanograms per milliliter, which is classically considered medically deficient. These individuals saw significant improvement in their symptoms when their vitamin D levels exceeded 50. So it is very, very important for you to know what those numbers are. Because oftentimes, if you might be at 32, they say, oh, you're a little bit on the low end. But what they're finding is you have to be over 50. So again, finding out the exact number so that you can move those more accordingly. So another really key factor when you're talking about fibromyalgia is how you methylate, right? Which to the average person, this is one that gets a little bit more in-depth and complicated when we talk about methylation. So methylation is controlled by the transfer of a methyl group onto a protein, amino acid, enzyme, or DNA cell. So basically, every cell and tissue, methylation is required in every cell and tissue of the body to regulate healing, cellular energy, genetic expression of DNA, liver detoxification, immunity, neurology, right? So adapting to stress and challenges of life sometimes can be a problem that methylation is not addressed. Because without adequate methylation processes, you can't adapt to stress effectively. So it again is very, very common when you look at individuals with fibromyalgia to look if they have a process of altered methylation process due to any genetic polymorphisms. So what that means is like if you ever heard of like MTHFR or COMT, those can actually lead to the lack of methylation can then lead to nutritional deficiencies. So key methylation elements in terms of like B vitamins. So there's actually testing that you can do. Another thing to address when it comes to fibromyalgia patients is addressing glutathione, right? So when we talk about mitochondria and glutathione, I'll talk about both of those. So the cells are under so much stress that they want to have a protective shield, and that protective shield is glutathione. When they get worn down, the oxidative stress damages the mitochondria and the DNA that leads to cell death. So this can come from poor blood sugar control, high environmental toxins. Those things are one of many, but are known to deplete glutathione levels and impair mitochondrial function. So one thing that we always look at and address in the office is oxidative stress on cells, right? Because the increased level of oxidative stress on the cell leads to glutathione depletion and mitochondrial dysfunction. So glutathione is basically your cell's master antioxidant. It's literally the one who's like called to almost everything to go to and help it. But as we age or as we're exposed to more toxins or the longer duration of ill control of blood sugar, right? All of these things over time, with age, glutathione is depleted. We find that now we have more oxidative stress. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you specifically about the tests that you can ask your practitioner, as well as some natural action steps to be able to head up that fibromyalgia. We'll talk about what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or schedule an appointment online at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. You know, it is one thing that I do highly, highly encourage. If you have something going on, come in. You know, if it's not us, find someone. It's just one, it's very easy to be dismissive of it. And so oftentimes, I shared with you earlier that I just have patients who are like, I don't know why I didn't do this before. You said, I don't know. Think about all the years you could have been living it in just this place of health and healing and energetic excitement because you feel great and you're spending more times. I've shared with this before, but it's always just super grounding to me when we had a patient who came into the office and I said, he was in his mid-60s. And I said, hey, how are you doing? Like, I hadn't adjusted him in a while. He'd seen some of the other doctors. And I said, how are you? And he said, you know, this might not sound like a lot, but not only has my back pain gone away, I've been able to sleep better. And the last 2 weeks, I've played more with my grandkids where I've gotten on the floor with them than I ever have in the last 5 years. And he said, that to me is worth the world. And I was like, oh, that's what it's all about. It touches my little heart. You know, it's not necessarily what you're going through. It's what we're going, and it is important, right? So I'm not downplaying that, but it's what are those things preventing you from doing? And that's your life, that's your livelihood. And that is one where when we talk about fibromyalgia, why chiropractic care comes in so much, and not just any chiropractic, but specific corrective adjustments. Corrective adjustments mean that you're actually analyzing very specific regions of the spine. You're going through neuromuscular reeducation. When you look at people with fibromyalgia, chronic pain and fatigue, they are highly likely to have neurological dysfunction, especially in their upper neck. C1, base of the skull, which is occiput, C1 and C2, atlas axis. They actually, subluxation, or where you causes neurological interference, can actually alter endorphin release into the body. And so when that happens, it leads to an increased state of pain, fatigue, anxiety, accelerated stress. So again, when you look at well-trained chiropractors, it's one where really addressing that C1, C2 occipital joint space. When you look at central nervous system, balance is key. In terms of, we talked about how your HPA axis being in a state of fight or flight for long term. That's sympathetics, parasympathetics. Those are controlled by your nervous system. And so when you have those out of place, this is one where chiropractic care, if you're looking at an overactive nervous system, why wouldn't you find a doctor that specifically addresses the nervous system itself? Totally makes sense, right? Now, another thing to look at is that there is testing, right? And so this is not a fibromyalgia test. Please hear me well. This is not a fibromyalgia test. What it is it's a comprehensive organic acid test. So that comprehensive organic acid test literally breaks down. It's one of my personal favorites that we do in the office. It's non-invasive. So it's a simple urine test that looks at these complex biomarkers from various metabolic pathways. And so organic acid biomarkers are metabolic intermediates that are produced in pathways that control central energy production, neurotransmitter breakdown, detoxification, right? So we talk about intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So neurotransmitters, this is what we talked about, how you can have a reading on your HPA axis in terms of those neurotransmitters, intestinal bacteria overgrowth, so small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, that SIBO, that is a huge component. We talked about looking at how you methylate. So this test, organic acid, does not look for MTHFR, but it does look at how you methylate. And so if you have MTHFR, it'll actually allow you to see how your levels of methylation. You can address that. It looks at looking at your oxidative stress more specifically. So when we say, hey, is there a need for glutathione or glutathione breakdown? Oxidative stress will let you tell that. So it'll tell you, are there any oxidation? Insufficiencies can be related to toxicity, nutritional deficiencies. And so literally the organic acid test measures vitamin mineral insufficiencies, oxidative damage, B complex deficiencies, how you methylate, mitochondrial dysfunction, neurotransmitter metabolites, all of intestinal dysbiosis. So you have to find a practitioner who does the organic acid. Not all medical doctors will do that. Some will. Most of the time, you're going to have to find a more natural practitioner who are just kind of out of the more hospital systems. So look for those organic acid tests. If you're not able to do that, you know, one thing that you can really start doing is obviously changing your diets. It's huge. I know one more specific nutritional changes that's been helpful for individuals with fibromyalgia is a low oxalate diet. So oxalate are natural occurring compounds in plants, animals, and humans. So the body is naturally able to synthesize, break down oxalates from various compounds. So vitamin B6 deficiencies, magnesium deficiencies, thiamine deficiencies are all circumstances for increased oxalate synthesis. So again, this is one where when you're looking at these deficiencies, you can, the organic acid test also allows us to see if there's any candida overgrowth. And B vitamin deficiencies, which can be a major cause of an increased amount of oxalates. And again, that's a common issue. So when you're looking at a low oxalate diet, foods that are high in oxalates are typically spinach, greens, nuts, soy, and beets. Avoiding calcium and high doses of vitamin C are really important with that as well. So, and then too, if you haven't tested and you don't know, increasing your magnesium in B-rich foods. So magnesium can actually help improve blood sugar. And that blood sugar helps with signaling patterns and protects your blood-brain barrier. The best forms of magnesium in B are foods rich in dark leafy greens, which again, if you're on a low oxalate diet, you kind of have to find that balance. I'm pretty sure that kale has a lower oxalate content. I know spinach is one of the highest. You can do grass-fed dairy, raw cacao, pumpkin seeds. You can also do Epsom salt baths. This is one, when you get Epsom salts, be sure, sometimes you can get ones that smell really pretty. They're typically fragrance. Be careful with those. You can help increase omega-3s. So omega-3s are your EPA, DHA, again, really critical for stabilizing blood sugar, reducing inflammation and pain. So this is grass-fed meat, grass-fed butter, wild-caught fish, spirulina. I actually talk very specifically about omega-3s and omega-6s. If you go to our Facebook page, which is Greenwood Family Chiropractic, those, I just did an online Nutrition 101. So that's a really great place to go. You can scroll down and actually watch that Nutrition 101 advanced workshop that we did. You can also support some of your mitochondria when we talk about CoQ10, L-carnitine, N-acetylcysteine, lipoic acid. Now, that being said, you can check, not guess with these things. And this is one where someone's going to call and say, well, how much NAC should I take? And the answer is, I don't know if we haven't tested you. So you can throw something at it to see if it makes it stick, when in reality, you have the ability to test and not guess. See your chiropractor. See a chiropractor. I mean, we're Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We are more than willing, open to see you. We are a place of healing. You can have a full neurological exam to be able to see if there's any stress on the nervous system and how we can just enhance your overall well-being. Initial exam and consultation is $25. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, or you can call us 317-893-2853. Couple other really great ones. Increase your vitamin D. If it is sunny out, go outside. The best vitamin D that you can get is from the sun. So that might say, hey, we're going out all day. You know, for me, what I do for myself and my kids is I'll go out, depending on the time of day, is that I'll go out the first half an hour, 45 minutes, longer if it's further into the summer. But I allow the sun to see my skin. The problem with sunscreen is that we say, hey, we don't want to burn. So what it does is it It makes it so vitamin D, like the UVB rays, are not absorbed into your skin. UVB is what turns cholesterol into vitamin D. So if you're blocking UV rays, great, you don't get burnt, but you also don't absorb vitamin D. And so for me, that's the one thing that I really want to see is we'll go outside for a little bit. I don't wait till I see us burning to put it on, but I'll say, hey, you know, if it's really middle of the day sunny, I'll maybe only do 20 or 30 minutes when we first get out there. And then I'll kind of look at putting on some protection, a t-shirt. You know, if it's more towards the end of the day, we go outside after nap times, 3:30, 4 o'clock, we're going to be out. I'll have them take their shirts off, play outside, and I don't put any sunscreen on them, right? So you can kind of, you have to judge that a little bit more. Another really great action step that you can take in is start juicing. I tell you, when we talk about juicing, it is one of the best ways to get high quality antioxidants and phytonutrients into your system. You really have to look at, especially when we talk about fibromyalgia, we talk about balancing blood sugar. This is one that you really have to be careful, because you know what, like, if you just juice pineapple, pineapple juice, as you know, is incredibly sweet. So though you say, hey, I'm juicing, if you're massively spiking your blood sugar, it's counterintuitive to what we should be doing when it comes to balancing blood sugar to help our symptoms of fibromyalgia. So that being said, I do green juices. This, again, especially with oxalates, you really have to pay attention to what you juice. But I will do cucumbers, celery, whatever kind of leafy greens I have in the house. I typically have some that are about to go bad, left over. I do lemons and Granny Smith apples. That's probably my most common green juice go-to. But what it allows us to do is kind of really get natural. It helps. I mean, you can even put, when you're looking at herbs, right? You know, my love for herbs, but you can actually throw in some different herbs. If you want to talk about natural detoxification, you can go through, cilantro. Cilantro is really, really great for heavy metal detoxification. Heavy metals have been found to be higher in patients that have fibromyalgia. So when we look at some of these, it's like, all of these pair into one. And the great thing about this is, say you say, I don't have fibromyalgia. Every one of these things we talk about can benefit your systems. Epsom salt bath, juicing, adding in seeing a chiropractor. Another one too, intermittent fasting. So when you talk about the best way to help improve your mitochondrial production and health, intermittent fasting, they're finding more and more research now about some of the health benefits. This is one, remember, if I am not your doctor, you have to go talk to your doctor before you start to fast, right? But for me, what I do is I consume my meals in a smaller window, which basically means I skip breakfast. Today, I was at the office a little bit later, so I didn't eat lunch until about 1 o'clock. I'll eat dinner at about 7. And so I have a window of 6 hours that I eat. I won't eat until, you know, lunch tomorrow. And on Tuesdays, I typically eat a little bit earlier, end up having to eat my lunch around 11, 1130. But then on Tuesdays, I get to eat my dinner earlier, right? So it doesn't have to be an 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day. You can accommodate that more around yours. But when you look at ability to improve energy effectiveness and increasing strength of your mitochondria during those periods, it's huge for reducing stress, oxidative stress, and inflammation on the cells. So just some ways that you can really, and maybe you can't do all of those things I just mentioned, but maybe you can do one, right? Start by coming to the office, do one, start juicing, do one, increase your vitamin D. You want a really great vitamin D? Go to our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's what I take. It's what my husband gets. It's what my kids get. It's what my mom gets, my brother. This is what we give to patients. You know, so there's the ability to make those changes. You just have to be proactive. And when you have questions, let us be there for you. Let us navigate you through. Let us help you. Let us support you. This is what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. You can give us a call, schedule an appointment, 317-893-2853. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week. Always remember that your power is on.